Ladies and gentlemen, in Germany and in other areas of Central Europe, nationwide inventories have shown that the majority of our forests is obviously characterized by an almost insufficient or nearly insufficient peat supply. This applies to the majority of all major tree species. Probably this process is still ongoing, and major driving forces are probably atmospheric nitrogen deposition and soil acidification. However, there are only very few long-term studies available where you can really trace this development, the long-term development of phosphorus nutrition. And we at the University of Munich are lucky to have two of these long-term monitoring sites. Actually, these are two amelioration experiments which have control plots where Scotspine growing on poor sites, on acidic bedrock, base poor bedrock, with long-term historic litter raking have been tried to ameliorate in the 1960s. These two sites are Pfaffenwinkel and Pustert in the northeastern part of Bavaria. And they are both poor, but they nowadays are subject to significant differences in atmospheric nitrogen deposition. Because at the Pustert site in 1970-something, a poultry farm has been established close to the site. At Pfaffenwinkel, nitrogen deposition is still about 10 to 20 kilograms per hectare a year. At Pustert, it's more than 30. These experimental trials are similar at both sites. We have three control plots and three times replicated plots with different experimental fertilization variants, all including addition of the major nutrients. Concerning phosphorus, there was an addition of 95 kilogram per hectare P at Pfaffenwinkel in 1964, 1967. At Pustert in 1964, 70 kilogram P per hectare have been applied. What did we measure at these sites? Oops, don't work. Try this way. No, won't proceed. Oh, now, oops, now I have to go back. Okay. Since 1964, there were growth assessment in 3 to 7 year intervals. And also since 1964, either every year or every second year, foliar analysis have been conducted in 12 replicates per variance. We analyzed P and other elements. And since 1974 and 1982 at Pfaffenwinkel, topsoils inventories have been conducted in 10 year intervals for the forest floor and the uppermost 30 centimeters of the mineral soil. We analyzed total P, plant available P or plant available phosphate, Bray-1, which was ammonium fluoride, hydrochloric acid extractable phosphate, and citric acid extractable phosphate, as well as other elements. Yeah, before I come to the phosphorus data, I want to show you two important things which are happening or happened at the sites. The sites were very poor in 1964 and had low site indexes, but you see it throughout the last 40 years, the site index fan was completely marched through, and now the trees are growing better than ever, despite they are very old now in terms of Scotspine life. And this is probably due to considerable nitrogen deposition, which resulted in increasing nitrogen saturation. Look at the CN ratios in the forest floor that increased within the last 20 or 30 years from more than 35 to less than 24 at the Pustert site. So there's something going on, which must be borne in mind when discussing the phosphorus. In my talk, I want to address four questions. First, has there been a systematic change of Scotspine pea nutrition in the last 40 years? Was it associated with a change of soil pea concentrations and stocks? Is there a relationship between Scotspine pea nutrition and soil pea status? And finally, did we observe a sustainable fertilization effect at the site on pine pea nutrition? First question, if you look at the temporal sequence of foliar pea analysis for the last 40 years or 44 years now, we see not really a systematic significant trend in Pfaffenwinkel, but what we see is that there were two periods with very different developments, and both were significant. So if we studied only for 20 years, we would either had in the first period or in the second, we would have ended up with completely different conclusions. This emphasizes the necessity of long-term studies, really long-term studies. At Pustert, there was a more systematic development. It's the red balls, systematic decrease of foliar P, significant trend. If you look at nitrogen, we see the same pattern at Pfaffenwinkel as for phosphorus. At Pustert, we see the opposite, what we observed for phosphorus, strongly increasing, systematically increasing, significant trend of increasing foliar P concentrations. And if you look at the foliar and P ratio, we see at Pfaffenwinkel that didn't happen too much. We are almost in the range of still balanced NP nutrition. At Pustert, there happened something very important changes. We went up straight in the field of unbalanced NP nutritional relationships up here. So these two sites behaved very differently. Next question, did we observe a systematic change of soil P concentrations and stocks? We have fortunately archived samples which we analyzed last year for total P and for plant available P. Total P at Pfaffenwinkel, there was not really a change throughout the last 20 years. In Pustert, we had a slight increase in the topsoil despite the foliar P values went down during the time. So total P concentrations don't really tell you too much about the nutritional status of the stand. What about plant available phosphate? We tested Bray 1, which is at the x-axis, and citric acid extraction. And you see that both extractants extract about fairly the same amount of phosphate in the mineral soil, whereas in the forest floor, citric acid was slightly more effective. Bray 1 extractable phosphate decreased at Pfaffenwinkel, where we didn't observe too much of a change in foliar P nutrition and remained constant in Pustert, where we had a strong decrease. But citric acid extractable phosphate decreased at both sites. Concerning the total P stocks in the topsoil, there was a decrease at Pfaffenwinkel and increase at Pustert. It doesn't fit to the foliar P trends again. But again, as with the concentration, the citric acid extractable phosphate stocks decreased at both sites. So citric acid seemed to be more predictive than total P. You can make this more clear when looking at correlation matrices between P concentration, total P in the x-axis in the forest floor, and different. The mouse is here, yeah. And this is citric acid extractable P and ammonium fluoride extractable P, and here the foliar P values. You don't see a clear correlation for the latter two. You see a clear correlation here, but the correlation is negative, which is weird because higher total P concentrations results in lower foliar P values. You can't really use this parameter. If we look at the stocks, then you get good correlations for the forest floor stocks of total P upper left, and even better correlation, positive correlation with R squares of 0.75 or 0.78 for citric acid extractable P stocks and Bray 1 P stocks. The mineral soil did not result in significant correlation. So the music's playing in the forest floor at our sites. And here's the good predictors. Finally, did we have a sustainable fertilization effect? We compare the foliar nutrient P concentrations for the controls and for the P-fertilized variants. Controls are yellow balls. Fertilized variants are green and blue symbols. Here at Pfaffenwinkel, you see for the first 20 years after fertilization, there's a striking difference. The balls are always below the other symbols, so there is a strong fertilization effect. And still, until the end of the period, which is just recently, there is a slight difference. So a strong effect for 20 years and a weak effect until today, and maybe even longer. The same applies for the vesicle amounts, which where dilution effects are compensated for. If you look at the foliar and P ratios, there's not a big trend, and there's all the same for all variants, which is reasonable because the fertilization included N and P. For Pustert, and now I'm almost done, we have, again, strong fertilization effect for 20 years, a weak fertilization effect for the next 10 years, and then it disappeared. So at Pustert, with a larger N deposition, the fertilization effect was less long-lasting. And what you see here, since 1977, when the poultry farm was established, we had a strong runaway effect. The NP ratio just increased tremendously for all experimental variants. So finally, to sum up, did we have a systematic change of Scots pie and pea nutrition? Yes, particularly at the high end input site Pustert. Did we have a systematic change of soil pea concentration in stocks? We have a marked decrease of the topsoil concentration of stock of citric acid extractable phosphate at our sites. Is there a correlation between soil parameters and nutrition data? Yes, for the citric acid extractable phosphate stock in the forest floor, total pea concentration was not meaningful. And finally, did we have a sustainable fertilization effect on pea nutrition? Yes, Pfaffenwinkel over 40 years, and still at the end of position site, Pustert 20 to 30 years. Thank you very much. At Pfaffenwinkel, it was 2 times, but in very short intervals, all in the beginning of the 60s, and it posted only once in 1964. It was not me, it was my former boss, Professor Riefus, who did it long ago, and I am just feeding on this experiment now.
And what's the nitrogen deposition?
It varied. It increased at both sites, of course. In Pfaffenwinkel now, it's about a little less than 20, and it was less than 10 in the beginning, and it posted, it rose up to 30-something.
Are there any differences in soil rocks that have phosphorus at these sites? And if you look at soil phosphatase enzyme activities to see if the plants or the microbes are producing enzymes trying to fire more phosphorus, especially at the high end deposition sites?
Yeah. So the rocks are very poor in phosphate because they are, at the Pfaffenwinkel, they are strongly weathered. It's tertiary material. In fact, and at Pustert we have a perched water table in about 50 centimeter depth, so the roots don't really penetrate that deep. We did not start enzyme activity so far, and what I have even more liked to study is mycorrhiza activity. This is, for me, I think, the key factor, and this probably has decreased due to acidification and N enrichment, but we haven't studied it, unfortunately.
Okay.